The Triple M Footy.
Listen to the fans.
Fan Podcast.
Yes, it is time for another Triple M Footy Fan Podcast. Talking footy like you talk footy. We're going to tick off all the things from round three as I welcome Rudy Edsel and Ethan Meldrum. And I am Rabs. Plenty to tick off, Rudy.
Yes, there is. I'm looking forward to it. We've got a bit of Dusty giving the bird action.
Yeah, a little bit of Dusty giving the nose action as well. We do have to touch on plenty more with Richmond as well. They've finally been hit by the injury bus. We need to talk about the taking the legs rule, Ethan. It's very controversial, particularly another one again on Saturday night in the grand final replay. We're going to talk about the Gold Coast, where they're at. And could you have envisaged St Kilda being better off than Collingwood, Richmond, Essendon and Melbourne? And if you're thinking to yourself, I'm just reading this off a sheet because I haven't pre-read it before, you are 100% correct.
That's the kind of prep you get here on the Triple M Footy Fan Podcast.
It is.
We're really getting stuck into it,
aren't we? Rudes, when do you want to kick off this round three Triple M Footy Fan Podcast?
Well, I think it's probably worth letting Ethan have a crack at a Legend of the Week for... Because we've had a couple of goes.
You two have hogged it.
So let's. I'll give heat of the floor.
Yeah, my turn for the spotlight. My legend of the week goes to the bloke on Twitter who spotted the Melbourne fans in the background as Christian Petracca was taking a set shot, all in shirts, all 20 something years old. He wrote, "Better be careful what I tweet about these Melbourne fans, or else their fathers may sue me." It was perfect. It was the most Melbourne MCC tweet I've ever seen. Nail on the head. It was unbelievable.
Beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah. If you haven't seen the tweet, it's at Jason with four N's, five. And every single male 16-year-old in this photo has a white Ralph Lauren shirt, a Melbourne Demons MCC-issued scarf, and just terrible haircuts.
All they're missing is lanyards.
Yeah.
They just need lanyards.
All they're missing is like someone who is like clearly... like not as wealthy as them that they can look down upon.
I mean that vision even has Chris Matraca letting us down just to top us off.
Yeah.
Like it's so Melbourne. It's unbelievable.
We should probably move on before he gets sued.
Yeah, we should. But it has like some bloke up in Greater Western Sydney.
Someone kicked 30 and 7. Yeah.
30 and 7, yeah. Was it Jeremy Cameron? Jay Cameron, Jeremy C. One of those.
Mm. Something happened. I don't know. Let's move on.
Before we talk any footy, though, something's come to our attention on our Triple M Footy socials over the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Grant is trying to squeeze some sponsorship money out of us. Yeah, the microphone head himself.
Old Spindles
himself. We've started noticing it because, Ethan, you put together that Avenge the Fallen meme last week. Well done.
I'm very much a Jared Grant meme connoisseur.
Yes. That was a great idea, original idea from you, Ethan.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
Look at the look on Ryan's face.
Sounds like it's Rabs' idea, judging by that by that little drive-by.
It was definitely Ryan's.
It definitely wasn't my idea. I can give you the hot tip there.
And it flew.
And he's gotten on the Facebook comments, any dangerous and sponsorship money this year, Triple M. And then on the Insta comments, in need of player sponsorship money, at Triple M Footy, any danger. Then on his own Insta story, he's playing for Frankston Bombers this year. He's tagged Frankston Bombers and at Triple M Footy player sponsor with a poll, yes or no. The last time I saw it, yes, was at 84%, no, 16. So Microphone Ed himself is trying to squeeze us for some coin.
To be fair, it's not great environment for real estate agents at the moment, so you understand why he's probably asking for a player sponsorship.
Well,
They do say buying Frankston, it's a great area, up and coming.
It's not, that's true. It's not up to us. We don't control the purse strings here at Triple M Footy, but if it were... I'd happily tip in.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the big talking point. The number four at Richmond, who has been given a 2-week suspension for a hit on Adam Kennedy that was a fair bit off the ball. But the main talking point has kind of switched to a bit of a gesture that he gave towards Shane Mumford.
Yes.
That maybe alluded to...
Sausage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's given him the bird. He's done the M&M. Remember M&M in 8 Mile? Gives the bird with the thumb out.
Yeah.
He's run that one, and then He's put his finger on his nose and said something.
Robbie Fowler style.
Yeah, Robbie Fowler style. Yeah. Something
couple of F-bombs in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Things we can't say on a podcast.
Couldn't quite make out. But he's really giving it to Shane Mumford there. And sounds like the AFL's going to come down hard on him there. But I'm interested to know under what rule the AFL is going to... Is it just making an offensive gesture? Is it
bring in the game into disrepute?
It's their blanket.
That's their blanket rule. Mm. That's what Melbourne got found not guilty of tanking for. You know, that's just their thing.
Our mantra at the Triple M Footy Fan Podcast is to talk footy like you talk footy. And there's been a lot of murmurs about, you know, the AFL come down because it's not a great look, and what about the kids? Blah blah blah. Let's be honest. It was pretty funny.
I loved it.
It genuinely was funny what he did.
Yeah,
and look, he wasn't, you know, wasn't doing cocaine on the field.
Yeah.
He was just telling Shane Mumford that, you know, we kind of know what you did.
We've all seen the video, mate.
So, you know, don't throw around some slanderous comments on the field because you've got a bit of a rap sheet.
Yeah, bit of smart camera work, and you should have panned straight back to Shane Mumford doing like a chopsticks action or something.
It was good banter. Unlucky to get it caught on film. And probably.
Well, it's not unlucky because... Each AFL game, even at Spotless or Giant Stadium, still has 78 cameras on them.
Yeah, it's true.
Stuff like Sam Mitchell doing the jabbing thing, like that. That's just fun. That happens on a footy field. I don't see what the problem is.
Bit of bants.
But as I alluded to earlier, for another incident, Dustin Martin sees himself on the sidelines at this stage. We don't know whether or not he's going to challenge, but he's going to miss the next 2 weeks. On top of Alex Rant out for the season, on top of Jack Riewoldt probably missing another 2 to 3 weeks, on top of Captain Trent Cotchin missing 2 to 3 weeks, on top of Jaden Short, who dislocated his elbow and still tried to hit the ball
that
after
was
it.
That was incredible.
But they've been hit by the injury train for the first time in a long time. They've got Port Adelaide in Adelaide, which is going to be a very big game. They've got Sydney, then Melbourne, then the Western Bulldogs and Freo coming up. They would have looked at all these games pre-season and said, mark them down as wins. Where are they at now, boys? They're 1-2. What are they going to be in 5 weeks' time?
All I'm looking forward to is the captaincy rev-up speech from Jack Higgins, to be honest. It's their entire leadership group's
it
gone.
It is. That's incredible.
That's insane.
That is insane.
They've got to pick like a Nick Floston or Jack Higgins.
It'll be Bashahuli if he's back.
I'd have thought maybe Shane Edwards.
Yeah.
He's a leader. Yeah. But where are they going to be? I mean, they'll probably still beat Sydney, and you'd probably back them in against the Dogs and Melbourne at this rate, but that's all of the games that they can win.
Oh, they'll beat Melbourne.
Yeah. That's all of the games they can win out of there. You can't see them beating Port or Freo away.
You can't see him beating Port. We still kind of don't know where Freo at.
Going to Perth is a big problem. It depends on. I mean, they'll have Dusty back by then, but
they're kind of lucky that they're coming up against a Sydney side that they're no good.
Yeah,
they're coming up against a Melbourne side that are unfortunately for US
still no good.
Are no good. Mm. Bulldogs, yes, and yeah, possibly Freo. So it's an interesting one because I mean, Richmond fans were still very much riding on the coattails of their grand final win, you know,
2017,
18 months ago, and still thinking they were the best team. A lot of people thought they were the best team coming into this season. Rocket Eid said on the weekend that they might not make the eight. Do you agree with that? Well, they can't, surely.
That would be the single funniest thing ever.
Go from premiership favouritism to ninth.
Yeah, I reckon they're a huge chance to not make the finals. Really, they've gotten unlucky here, but your time makes fools of us all.
Depends on who steps up, really.
I can't say that I'm not happy.
You're not. Yeah, you can say you're not upset about it.
Wish you could see the grin on Rabs' face.
Yeah.
Something that we're also not happy about is this taking of the legs rule. What's the actual name of it?
Oh, actually, that's a good question. What is it actually called? Ethan, your part computer, what's the...
Oh, mate, I have no idea.
Okay, the taking the legs rule will do.
Well, there you go. And that one that conversation in part sums up the rule itself.
Yeah.
Technically, the ruling against Tom Phillips on the weekend...
With Jamie Cripps.
The free kick was there. As bad as it looked, and it did look really bad, it was there. To then give a 50-metre penalty when no one on the field knew who free kick it was...
Yeah. You can hear Scotty Pendlebury and the umpires might going, No one knows, mate. Yeah. They all thought it was Tom Phillips' free kick, and then Jamie Cripps kicks the goal, and he was pretty good on the weekend. But I mean, yeah, geez, it was a tough rule. It doesn't look like footy.
Mm.
Like, no. You know how they've changed these rules, the 666 still looks like footy, the kick out still looks like footy. That just doesn't look like footy. You're actually penalising the bloke going for the ball, which is anathema. It's completely at odds with what you're taught as a young bloke.
It's such an unconventional blanket rule that was brought in specifically to stop players like Gary Rowan breaking their leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Which is exactly why it was brought in. I don't know why you can't have a rule that, like, if you slide past the ball beyond competing for the ball, then that's a free kick. If you're competing for the ball, just let that happen. Mm. Sometimes shit happens.
For everyone in the world, Rudy, can you just explain what an anathema is?
Anathema?
Yeah.
I just glazed over that. Yeah.
No, I'm still glazed over.
I'm part computer and I don't know what that means.
If something is anathema to you, it means it's completely contrary to all of your beliefs and to all your conventions.
Yeah, I think you need to remember that this is a Triple M Footy Fan podcast and not a Webster's dictionary.
A real dictionary type operator over here.
Yes, you are.
All synonyms, Edsel.
But while we're on the umpires, they have been horrendous this season.
Yeah.
They've been the worst in recent memory. The best games of football, I reckon I've asked you boys this, the best games of football, how much do you notice the umpires?
Yeah, nothing.
Exactly.
Watch any grand final of any year. Yeah.
You don't need to have such an impact on the game. Like, it's actually embarrassing. It's making it so hard to watch. The game we work writing articles about, like, we're kind of starting to fall out of love with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, not fall out of love necessarily, but, like, I've had more instances this season where I've gone, what for? You know?
Yeah.
What's that for?
I don't know. I don't know if the umpires have had a bad one so much as the whoever's overseeing the umpires had a bad one.
Mm. Yeah.
In terms of, like, last round, there was clearly a directive to, you know, dial up the free kicks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it went from 30 going to 50 or whatever. And there were so many things that were probably being paid correctly, but being paid for small, real nitpicky things that we just don't need in our game.
And they sometimes actually have a pretty big influence on the game. Like,
it's no good.
The St Kilda Freo game, not much got made of it, but there was a free kick against Jack Billings, again for the taking the legs thing, where he's dropped a mark and then gone to get the footy and the Freo players just run into him, gotten a free kick, kicked the goal out of it. They lost the game by 5 points.
Mm.
So it's, you know, it's having an impact and it's just frustrating.
Mm.
Yeah.
The Gold Coast, did we envision that they would be 2-1?
I thought there was a genuine chance they wouldn't win two games for this year and next combined.
Mm.
I definitely didn't think they'd win two of their first one. And they only got knocked off by a point.
Yeah.
And probably should have won.
Mm.
So
another surprise packing in St Kilda.
Yeah, exactly. So they're both 2-1, the Saints and Gold Coast.
They could be 3-0.
Yeah, like you said
leading into a home game against Carlton.
Like you said in the intro, what odds could you have gotten on Gold Coast and St Kilda both being ahead in the ladder of Collingwood, Richmond, Essendon and Melbourne all at the same time?
Insane.
You could have written your own ticket.
Tony Cochran, the chairman of Gold Coast, joined the Hot Breakfast on Monday morning, and they asked him about when Stephen May and Tom Lynch left, and this was his answer.
Well, yes, of course, they've gone away to find success, and so far between them, well, one of six.
You can't argue with that logic.
No. Yeah,
that's literally a meme I put together for Triple M Footy on Sunday. Yeah.
Do you reckon he's running your gear?
I think he keeps an eye on the Triple M Footy socials. It's possible.
As any smart man would.
Yeah, exactly. I did take that from Sir Something on Twitter, who is the doyen of all those kind of stats. So.
Yeah. But one of those stats, did you know that only two people in history in their first three games have had over 20 touches and a goal?
Yeah.
Andrew Jarman and Charlie Constable.
That's a pretty handy... pretty handy sort of spot to be in. I expect to see him on Triple M Adelaide in about 20 years' time.
Before we go into Flywire doors, we do, it's not on the rundown, but I do need to mention the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah.
They are absolutely flying. One of our really good friends of the show, Will Ralston, has said the lead is not only off, but he's thrown it into Yarra.
Yeah.
And that's floated out into Port Phillip Bay by now.
Yeah.
They look sensational. This is a little bit of, you know what, it's not that big of a call, but I'm going to say it anyway. The Brisbane Lions will beat Collingwood Easter Thursday up at the Gabba.
Not so big call.
You just gave yourself a not so big call.
I did.
Yeah, fair enough. I tell you, we were talking about how like footy is not fun. They make footy fun. Mm. How much look fun do they look like they're having? All the blokes get around each other all the time.
That reaction of Robbo.
Mitch Robinson. Yeah.
And Lincoln McCarthy took the specky.
It like, was so good. It was like that gif of the like the rap battle where the bloke comes across.
Super hot fire.
Yeah. Sensational. And hats off to Fags, Hodge. Like, how much of a difference have those two blokes made the club up there?
Well, they've just created a culture.
Yeah.
Really, there wasn't really one before.
Yeah, now, not blokes, a cult. Blokes culture.
Blokes wanted to go before. Now they want to go up there. Like Lincoln McCarthy basically got onto the club and said, "Get me, get Lockie Neal. We're gonna have the best time ever." And they are
exactly.
And Lockie Neal is
9 Brownlow votes.
Oh, unreal! But
so, nine Triple M votes at least.
But Paddy Dangerfield would probably have 9, and the Bont would be very close.
Bont
would
be close.
So, love what the Brisbane Lions are doing, and it's awesome to see them. You know. Play some good footy.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of not good footy being played at the moment as well. So now to the final segment that we have definitely not stolen from Damien, sampled from Damien Barrett from the AFL website.
Damien who? Sorry, what?
Yes, exactly. It's called Fly Wire Doors. I'm going to have to think of one on the fly here.
I see what you did there. Do you have one, Heather?
Yeah, I've got one. If North Melbourne go 0-4 and lose to Adelaide at home this week, then Brad Scott needs to be by far the most under pressure coach in the competition.
Yep, agreed.
Not so big call.
Oh, come on, you've got nothing. Don't give me that.
He controls the buttons, mate. You're going to have to just copy it, I think.
Anyone who has even like a limited access to Twitter, so people in China would even realize that
very limited access there. Yeah,
would realize that Brad Scott is clearly on the nose for every single North Melbourne fan at the moment. So that's why I've been giving you a big call and don't ever question.
I did enjoy when he had a hefty crack at Mark McGowan in that presser when Mark McGowan was trying to sort of like trying to tease out of him like, are you going to drop blokes? And he had a crack at him. The responses from the North fans were all like, well done, Mark, get into him. Like,
yeah, there's some real tension in that club at the moment.
My fly-wire doors are, if Richmond gets spanked by Port this weekend, then Dimmer's going to have to properly blow up in the post-match presser to try and take the pressure off his boys like he did with Dusty on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was so funny. Like, Dusty's elbowed a bloke behind play, gotten soundly beaten by Matt De Boer, and then he's gone, well, you know, he's basically like potted everyone else for not giving any Dusty any love. So
that's not even a call.
How many of those do you have?
I got four. Mine's kind of footy related, kind of not footy related. Collingwood, the mighty Collingwood Magpies, who I've gone for my 30 years of my life. They play Friday night. Not only that, we've been invited as a football thing. Do not give me the hurry up, Ethan. We've been invited for a football kind of night out to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot go to the Collingwood Bulldogs game because my girlfriend has booked a dinner in for me and all of her mates and their partners to go on a Friday night when there's footy on. And if that ever happens again, I'm going to have to reassess where we're at.
You're right. Mrs. Dunlis.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. No, she doesn't even like footy. She's from England.
Might get an anonymous email into her. Might get an anonymous email in her
just
inbox.
Send us a little. Yeah. Get Matty A. Or just send us a little soundbite.
As we're about to wrap up, we have mentioned it.
Ninth again. The Richmond Tigers finish
again. Hopefully we hear this by the end of the year because it is very, very good. But they're just not good at the moment.
if they get spanked by Port Adelaide, ninth might be a good recovery for them.
That is it for the Triple M Footy Fan Podcast for another round. Make sure you're listening in next Tuesday when we run a fine-tooth comb through what's happened throughout round 4. As always, keep it locked into the M's from Thursday night all the way through to Sunday twilight for all the footy games. It is a Triple M Footy Fan Podcast. Wrap it up for another week, talking footy like you talk footy.